podcast called Traveltude. Traveltude is all about the way you think about the travel experience. Everything from the preparation, the anticipation, to the ultimate satisfaction of it all. It's a whole vibe. Hello, and welcome to episode 7 of the Traveltude podcast. My goodness, we have reached the end of another year, and what a year it has been. 2020 was to be the year of clear vision, and I'll be the first to say that even with perfect vision, one can still be blindsided. I mean, honestly, was anyone expecting that by March of this year, life as we knew it would change dramatically in an instant and on such a large scale? I mean, a worldwide kind of scale. Did anyone see that coming? For me, things still seem very surreal. It's hard to believe that at this time last year, I was in Thailand preparing to bring in a new year, a new decade. I had so much excitement, so much anticipation. I had been working so hard the last quarter of 2019, and I was ready to roll out my vision for expanding my travel business by launching a new travel product. The plans for 2020 were in the works. This was going to be that year. But then COVID, and like a flick of a switch, just like that, life came to a screeching halt, literally. It took me a minute, like a 30-day long minute, to even process exactly what was happening. And so now, 9 months later, here I am with most of the rest of the world, having experienced a wide range of everything imaginable, all mixed in together. Everything from shock, fear, faith, hurt, healing, loss, frustration, peace, grief, acceptance, isolation, and new ways to connect, to feelings of fatigue, feeling energized, feeling overwhelmed, feeling strengthened, feeling hesitant, to being determined, empathetic, apathetic, dejected, inspired, hopeless, hopeful, not to mention the highs, the lows, the ups, the downs, the ins, and the outs. Whew. For me, despite all that has taken place, these 364 days, with 2 days still remaining in the year, have gone by surprisingly quick. Time just like swooped in, shook everything up, and kept on moving. Now we're at the end of December, just days away from a new year. 2020 has taught us many, many things about life, about others, and especially about ourselves. There's a saying that our past offers us two choices: live in it or live from it. I have with me today some guests who will share their answer to this one question. As we move into 2021, if you look in the rearview mirror of 2020, what do you see about your future? Let's hear what my guests have to say.
Hello, everybody. I'm Eli Turner. I am Aunt Terry's godson. I'm also a student athlete, a football player at Davidson College in North Carolina. So I'm in my junior year right now. So the question, looking back on 2020, what do I see about the future? I think I see opportunity. I see opportunity to grow even more. I think this year was a lot, at least for me personally, it was a lot about self-reflection and figuring out, okay, what do I want to do with my life? With all this free time, how can I get better? How can I grow some skills, grow some habits that'll benefit me in the long run? So I think looking into the future, I could take some of those habits, some of the things I've learned about myself, and kind of use those to better off, help me in the future. and help me down the line.
All right, awesome. Thank you.
Hey, my name is Pastor John Sharon. I'm one of the associate pastors at Mount Pleasant Church and Ministries. And wow, man, 2020 has been a ride. It has been a lot of highs and a lot of lows. And I've learned a lot about myself, others, and life. It's been, I think some of the things that I've learned about myself is that I've been able to really dig down deep this year. We've been doing a lot of helping families with food insecurity at my ministry. And it's required us to do a lot more physical work than I've been doing. My feet have been under a desk for quite some time now. But now it's required me to kind of get in more into like a warehouse type mode and stuff that I didn't even realize that I could still do. You know, it's forced me to kind of, you know, get back in the trenches and start doing those types of things again. So it taught me that when the time comes that I'm kind of able to dig down and to go to a place in myself where when it needs to get done, that I can go to that place and dig down and get it done. And that was a blessing to kind of to learn it about myself, because, you know, I'm starting to become an older gentleman. I'll be 53 this month. And, you know, so sometimes, you know, when you get a little older, you know, you start to think like, well, you know, all right, man, I can't do those things anymore. But, you know, I learned that, you know, I can still kind of dig down deep and get it done. I think what I've learned about people, it's kind of good and bad. I've learned that some people, when really pressed into a crisis type situation, it shows you who people really are. And so some people have shown up wonderfully. Some people have shown up in a beautiful way, you know, through this whole COVID-19 situation and all of that. Some people have, you know, consistently called and checked and made sure people were okay and, you know, shown up to kind of make sure that, you know, things go well. But then some people have really shown themselves to really not be the people I thought they were in 2020. So when we talk about, I know the big thing, you know, when 2020 first started was it's going to be the year of clear vision. It really did become that because we started to see people really for who they were. You know what I mean? And so that was one of the things I learned about others. And then life, I think 2020 taught me that compassion is still one of the most important things that we can have in this world, because compassion positions our heart to be able to take care of people wherever they are in whatever position they find themselves in. It always positions us properly to be used of God. And so, you know, 2020. So I think going forward, I think those are the things that I really want to hold on to be a compassionate person, to be a compassionate believer, to be the type of person that, that always seeks the good of others and always seeks to do whatever it is that I can do to help others to be in a comfortable place. And that's really, you know, kind of my looking back and looking forward on 2020 and looking forward to 2021 with great expectations of what God is going to do in my life and in the life of others. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you.
Right. My name is Yvonne Clark. I am a wife, a mother. I serve as the director of insurance credentialing for a local urgent care center here in Baltimore, Maryland. And I can add to my resume that I am an amateur female bodybuilder. I had an opportunity during this pandemic to compete in a bodybuilding competition. And that was a goal I set for myself in 2019. that I wanted to do in 2020. Had no idea that a pandemic was coming forth and it would change how I would prepare. So in that changing how I needed to prepare, I learned something interesting about myself. I learned that I prefer black beans over pinto beans. Now let me explain that a little bit. That means I had to be flexible. Because if you remember in the beginning of the pandemic, when everyone was going to the store, some grocery stores didn't have everything that you normally would try or you normally would buy. And one of my things was pinto beans. I had to try black beans because I wanted and needed beans as part of my preferred diet to help me build some muscle. So I had to be flexible, and I learned to be flexible during the pandemic. I also learned to be adaptable. I couldn't go to the gym. And my coach allowed me to do what I felt comfortable once the gyms reopened. But I didn't feel comfortable. So I had to adapt to where I was. And I had to learn different exercises to do at home using different equipment that I had to kind of make up. I had to get some exercise bands. And sometimes I may have used a gallon jug of something just to be able to build that muscle. So I became flexible. I became more adaptable. I had to be willing to try something new. And the biggest thing was I had to adjust my attitude. One of the things that I've heard over and over in my life is having a appropriate attitude. Sometimes it's mind over manner, mind over matter. So that means that when you change your thinking, you can change the way you move or the things that you do. My attitude had to have a major adjustment in 2020, which is going to help me in my future because I can be adaptable, flexible, and my attitude towards things that are coming to me had to change in more of a positive light so I can stay creative. And in doing all of that in early part of 2020, I actually won first place in a 50 plus division of a natural bodybuilding competition. It was not my intent was just to go in there, try something new, do something different, and create a healthy body. And I ended up winning first place because, number one, of my attitude. I didn't go in thinking to be the best ever or the best that was there, but to really be the best me. And I focused on being the best me at that time, which is going to help me in my future also, because we're going to have ups and downs. We're going to go through the next part of our lives, having to adapt, having to be flexible. And everything's not going to be easy. But if you can be the best you, if I can be the best me in any moment, then I think my future is bright. What I learned about people. We're all at different stages and different places. And I'm learning to show more grace to where people are and to listen, to hear and understand, not to listen to reply to what people are saying to me, but to try to understand where people are so they can help me help understand where I am and we can learn to agree better. But again, that goes back to me being flexible, adaptable, willing to try something new and having a good attitude. So bottom line is, I like black beans versus pinto beans. That's it.
Thank you, Yvonne.
Good afternoon, Terry. This is Tim. What do I see in my future for 2020? So 2020 has taught and is teaching me the importance of time, family, and friends. By importance, I mean the value of all three. Time is the value of time. How have we seen how things have just changed so drastically in 2020? It seemed like time stood still for a while, and then it felt like time was just accelerated. And with family just being more so closed in with my own family, but my older family members, like my mother, she's 85. I wasn't able to go see her as much. I wasn't able to hug her and kiss her because of the pandemic, the coronavirus we're in, and her age and underlying conditions. I wasn't able to have that human contact with her. So with your friends, just seeing different friends that have just gone through so much. Thank God I hadn't had anybody that was directly impacted with job loss and homelessness and things of that nature. But I have known people who have experienced the virus, and they've explained the ordeal about being in a hospital for several weeks and just things of that nature. And also my mother, just seeing her lose her best friend of 60 years to the coronavirus. It's very impactful to watch her go through it. And she couldn't be a part of any of the services or just to even see or talk to her before she passed. So 2020 has been a very good year and a very learning year, a year of learning. So 2021, I really do expect great things. And I know 2020 had to happen to prepare me for 2021.
My name is Kaden Toomer. I'm an 11-year-old virtual school student. And when I look back on 2020 and then look at my future, I see, like, I feel like I will be better prepared for anything that might happen. And I feel like 2020 has impacted me by me dealing with responsibility. And I feel like 2020 has made me more appreciative of the people I have in my life because of the people that have died due to COVID. And I think in 2020, it'll be a lot more things that might come to help me out.
All right, my name is Sam Rather. When I look back, when I look into the rearview mirror and I think about the things I experienced in 2020, I believe I took for granted a lot of the relationships that I had and how deep those relationships run. To be a 36-year-old man and, you know, have your parents your whole life, and during this time not being able to wrap my arms around my mother and tell her, you know, and give her a hug is painful. And it makes me think that these things, like all of the things that I used to like run to and flock to aren't as important anymore. My family, my close friends, the people who've been with me through everything, being a new dad and having a daughter born in the midst of a pandemic can be very scary. So to have that support through everything from your loved ones is vital. So when I think about my future, I know I have to do things completely different. My priorities have been forever shifted. Spending money on things that I really don't need. It's more about experiences. I think I spent a lot of time, as people say, keeping up with the Joneses, making sure I had this and that, when those things really don't matter when you think about your family, your loved ones' experiences, so on and so on. So the future is going to be bright. It's going to be super bright. It's going to be different, and it's going to be more focused. It's going to be more focused on the things that really matter, and that's all about love.
My name is Jeffrey Fuller, and I see my future as being pretty bright. 2020 has dealt me some serious blows, This whole COVID pandemic has just hit me to the core, caused me, I think that's been the most biggest impact on me. It cost me my job earlier. And then later on, I was infected with COVID. I was in the hospital for 2 months, unconscious for a full month. A lot of changes, a lot of medicine still, but through the grace of God, I am alive and well and have my family still part of my family. And I think that's been the change, because once that hit, it hit all brakes stopped. It was like, okay, lost my job. That was a rest stop. That was like, okay, you got to revamp. You got to get things back together. And then I started working again during the pandemic, because I was driving for Lyft and Uber and taking nurses and med techs back and forth to work, which I felt was serviceable and a good reason to be out here during that pandemic, trying to help people. Next thing you know, I got it. And that put the brakes on life, because I was literally on my deathbed. Now, the good part about that, after coming out of rehab and a lot of prayer, a lot of thankful prayers from my friends, my family, my good BPI family. Thank you very much. Let me tell you something. It brought me to a realization of I have to treasure every moment that I have right now. I have to make this a valuable portion of my life right now. I can't waste time. And if there was something I wanted to pursue, if there was some dream I had 20, 30 years ago, and I never thought I'd be old enough to say 20, 30 years ago, but now I got to pursue it. I don't see any reason that's going to stop me at a 50 plus, 50 year old to say, hey, you know what? I can go back and pursue my dreams. So that's my intention. My major in school in college was radio and television broadcasting. Everybody says I have a radio sounding voice. So I'm going to go ahead and use that voice. I'm going to tell my story about COVID. I'm going to give my testimony to any church I can. A friend of mine wants me to do a podcast so that hopefully I can, you know, get my story out there a little bit, just to let people know how serious it is. But then also I want to make sure that my voice is maybe a beacon for mental health. To let people know that, you know what, this was a bad year, but you know something, the blessing of it was I'm committed more to my family, to be a better man, to be a better father, to be a better leader in the household. But then most importantly, I think I can just be a better person. And I think God has given me that leeway to do it this time. So my goal right now, get out here, keep this smile on my face. Hopefully it's infectious to other people, because my mom always told me, be an angel for no reason. Just do it. Just be good to people. And you know something? It's going to come back to you. So I've been spreading my story as fast as I can. The mail lady sees me all the time. Mr. Jeff, how you doing? I heard your story. Yes, it was so nice of you talking to me. And that helped me. And you know something? Maybe that's my goal. Maybe that's what I need to do. So I am going to pursue making sure that my voice is heard in some way, shape, or form. Even if I tell the next person next door, or the person who's changing the oil on my car, or the guy at the gas station who just happened to be pumping gas while I'm pumping gas. Some people just need to hear that, hey, man, I've been through a lot, but I made it. And I think a lot of people feel that they've been through so much this year. But when they hear other people's comparable stories, I think they'll say, you know what? If they made it, I can make it. And they'll have some encouragement. You know what I mean? I just want to keep that encouragement life going. So I've never had, and this is something that hopefully my family doesn't find out about. You know, I'm trying to keep a secret. But I got an open spot on my forearm right here. I have no tattoos, but that's going to be my first one. And it's going to say the word grateful. Because I want people to know that there's a God, and yeah, you got to be grateful for everything he's provided. as my mother-in-law always said, hey, man, count it all joy. Just do that. And I guarantee you, life will be so much better because, yeah, I had COVID. But guess what? I'm closer to everybody now. My friends know me now. I know my real friends now. I know I can talk to people. I'm going back to our days of calling people on the phone and letting them hear my voice instead of texting them to say hello. Just, you know, there's no genuineness in that, in my opinion. We lost that feeling towards each other. It was a joy when you used to pick up the phone. Hey, man, how you doing? What's up, girl? How you doing? You know, that kind of feel needs to be back. So I'm going to do it. And I'm committed. Yeah, I'm committed. And I'm grateful.
I want to thank everyone who shared with us today. As tough as 2020 was for many, extremely tough in a lot of cases, I hope that you have heard something that connects with your own experiences and have encouraged you or inspired you to live from this past year and move into 2021 with more faith, resilience, purpose, and determination than ever before. We hope you will tune in on Tuesday, January 12, 2021 for our first episode of the new year. I'll be coming to you from Dakar, Senegal in West Africa, and you already know I'll have lots of travel to share. You can always find this episode at any time on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and on my website, www.farmoretravels.com. That's FARMOORE, travels with an S.com. Don't forget to like, share, and follow us on Facebook and Twitter at TravelTube and on Instagram at TravelTube1. I also invite you to join the private TravelTube Facebook group where we share our travel experiences, past, present, and future. And remember, when it comes to travel, the adventure is not just in the going, it's your entire way of thinking about the travel experience. The preparation, the anticipation, and the satisfaction. It's more than a vibe. It's more than a mood. It's a travel tube.